Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm really good.
It's exciting.
It's been a week since we're allowed to dine in at hospitality joints.
Yes, I've been enjoying your Instagram. You seem to have been, of all of my friends, the person who has done the most eating out, which I'm not surprised by. It is your literal job. What's the best meal you've eaten so far?
Oh, best meal.
Sorry, that's a mean question.
Oh, that isn't. Oh my God, on the spot. Oh, ramen.
Ramen?
Oh, I love ramen.
Nice.
Yeah. I went to Tanpopo. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, yeah, yum. It's also one of those things that I feel like it's just so different and so much better when you go out and get ramen than try and make it for yourself, you know?
It's the culture of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We are talking about Christmassy stuff, though, today, particularly a very sort of festive chocolate. What are we chatting about?
The legendary Ferrero Rocher.
Now, we were trying to work out how you actually pronounce it this morning, so Ferrero Rocher.
Well, I mean, I'm not a linguist, I think it's Ferrero Rocher. I think that's like probably the most like Americanized way of saying it,
and
I'm fine with sticking to that. but kind of like just talking about its significance and how it became this worldwide phenomenon, and specifically for immigrant families.
This is really interesting to me because I for me it is like a Christmassy chocolate. It gets pulled out at my grandma's house at Christmas time, you know what I mean? But I didn't realize it has this whole other history. Tell us a little bit about it, Sam.
Yes, so I'm going to talk about the Italian confectionery company Ferrero, and they have been creating candies, basically. They created the Kinder, Tic Tac, and the infamous Nutella. So you can kind of see the linkage there as well. But what is a Ferrero Rocher? So it is a whole roasted hazelnut encased in a thin wafer shell filled with chocolate hazelnut ganache. Then it's covered in milk chocolate and then with chopped hazelnuts to finish. It is wrapped in its signature gold foil with a tiny little gold sticker. And it is very much kind of adored for its packaging, and specifically those see-through plastic boxes.
It's like a treasure chest.
Yeah. What's crazy about it is that they produce 24 million Ferrero Rochers a day.
Whoa! A day!
A day,
oh my
God! but what makes them so crazy in terms of, like, why it's held its prestige is because a lot of it is through its secrecy. So people aren't actually allowed in the factory, and phones or notebooks are allowed in the factory as well.
Oh my gosh.
Drama.
Yeah, so the production and how it's made is completely secret, so people won't copy it. It is sold worldwide, and it holds a strong cultural presence due to its popularity and marketing, really.
That's so interesting. I do remember being a child and like being like, how did they put this all together? How did they make that happen?
It's crazy. It's like the amount of work in that is ridiculous. But I think like what made it super successful was actually its advertising campaign.
Yeah.
So they were really strategic in trying to sell kind of European class into basically developing countries. Because a lot of their production distribution centers are based in Asia, Middle East, Eastern Europe, and Africa, they focused a lot on branding it to people in the developing world, and kind of like sharing this like European class, and therefore why a lot of immigrant families treasure this product, and it is a sign of almost it has some kind of like economic value. But if anything, it's a symbol for, I guess, social and economic aspirations for many immigrant families.
That's so fascinating.
How interesting.
Yeah, and I can talk to you about experience. Like my parents would only buy it if we were going to a guest's house, and they would only open it if other people were around, and we weren't allowed it if there was no one else in the house. It was hidden from us as well. And at times, if we were doubled up, like, we would use that gift to then gift other people. So it was like this weird currency that was going on. And it grew this phenomenon. And what also made it super popular is that you can buy it from, like, the fanciest department stores too, like your Asian grocers, and they all sell it, and it's obtainable and accessible for everyone.
That's so interesting, eh? Because there's not a lot of other food products I can think of that manage to be in all kind of, like, you know, your corner shop you might even sometimes find Ferrero Rocher in, but also, yeah, you could get it in, like, Harrods in the UK or something like that, or you can get it in, like, posh Ballantines in Christchurch. That's kind of where I remember it being, like, fancy Christmas time. Maybe we'll get some of those for someone. Did you, as a child, try and find where it was hidden in the cupboard and have a sneaky little Ferrero Rocher?
Was it successful? Yes. Absolutely.
Did you also then get in a lot of trouble afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I knew never to open a new box.
Oh, yeah.
Clever.
Very smart.
Because that's like stealing money. You know
what I mean? Oh, yeah. No, you don't do that. Definitely don't do that. So I guess this kind of segues neatly into the other thing you wanted to talk about this morning, which is kind of nice food gifts you can give at Christmas time.
Yes.
Because it is that time now. It's literally a week away from the holidays really kicking into gear. I am very disorganized on my Christmas shopping.
Oh, no.
So I'm hoping that this will be able to help me with some ideas. What's your go-to, Sam, or what's some of the things you like to gift?
Okay, I love to gift an assortment of condiments.
Nice.
Homemade condiments. And
yes.
The reason why is because people can't put a value on it.
No.
And also, during, like, the lockdown, people are online shopping and they've basically gotten everything that they've ever wanted anyway. So making condiments and personalizing them to your own taste shows a lot more than, like, thought. It's actually like giving you a little bit of yourself to another person.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so just buy a bunch of, like, really nice jars or upcycle jars as well. And, like, great ones that I've already started was making chili oil.
Yes, and you did bring us a chili oil recipe a few weeks ago as well, so people who want to get into that can go back in the B-casts and have a listen.
Yeah, and you can totally personalize all of these as well. Fruits are in abundance at the moment, so making jams is really great. Pickles is also really good.
I do love it when when I get that as a Christmas present. That's always a good litmus test, isn't it? Do you like receiving it? Then you probably, you know, someone else does as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Seasoning spice mixes. So basically, it's like have salt and sugar as your base, or just salt, and then, like, add some toasted spices, and then boom, that is your secret seasoning spice. And then syrups and cordial for your alcoholic or non-alcoholic drink options as well. And
that's
if I was given 5 jars of these, like, whoa, I'd be stoked.
That's you sussed for quite some time there.
We've
just had a text from someone, which I feel like, going back to the Ferrero Rocher situation, does sum up kind of how they work as well. Someone says they've eaten so many Ferrero Rocher, they've spelt it crazily, but they've never bought a box, which is kind of that thing, eh? They're like special treat chocolates. You don't buy them for yourself. You buy them for someone else, or you give them, or you get given them.
Yeah. It would take a very particular type of person to buy it for themselves.
And in some ways, I respect that. But you also have been contributing to Metro Magazine's list of great food spots. Tell us a wee bit about this, Sam.
Yes. Okay, so this season, we have changed the name. Well, Jean, the food curator for Metro, has changed the name from Cheap Eats to Metro 50 Eats Under $25.
Mean.
I have been fortunate enough to be involved in the judging process alongside a bunch of esteemed eaters and culinarians.
Esteemed eater.
Yeah, and the latest issue is out today. So,
awesome.
So make sure you grab a copy and get some great eats.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for all those excellent recommendations there, Sam, and a bit of a history on Ferrero Rocher. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ka kite.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you, Sam.